A local activist group and mothers of two inmates who died inside the Milwaukee County Jail are now criticizing a recently released audit of that facility. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach has this report.
The Milwaukee County Board hired a Texas firm, Creative Corrections, to look into practices and conditions at the lockup after a half dozen in-custody deaths in 2022 and 23, including two inmate suicides. The audit found, quote, dangerous suicide watch practices, poor leadership oversight, staffing shortages, inmate overcrowding, and other problems. But Casey Serrano of the Milwaukee Alliance Against Racist and Political Repression says the audit process is opaque.
From the beginning, we have demanded substantial community input. Incarcerated individuals, formerly incarcerated Milwaukeeans, and their loved ones deserve input on the audit.
Serrano says it's wrong for the audit to call the jail's mental health department a, quote, significant strength, though the report did note problems with suicide prevention. Serrano calls on Milwaukee County Sheriff Danita Ball to hold a town hall meeting about the audit. Laquita Dunlap, whose son, Breon Green, strangled himself in 2022 with a phone cord while still being booked into the jail, says a guard should have monitored Green more closely.
Had he done a proper cell check, my son would have been here. You know, I felt like he saw my son doing whatever it is that they said that he did to himself. You know, it all could have been prevented.
Dunlap, who has a pending legal case against the county, says the audit also shows the need for better record keeping of mental health problems that nurses or guards could view if the inmate had previously been at the jail. Carrie Hurdy also has a legal case against the county following the suicide of her daughter, Sylvia Therion, at the jail 2 years ago. Hurdy also questions the jailing of people with documented mental health problems.
My daughter had a Chapter 51, which is a statewide mental health submission, so it should have automatically popped up when they arrested her. She should have automatically been switched to one of our mental health institutions rather than the jail.
Hurdy also summed up her concerns for the overall Milwaukee County jail population.
And I pray for all the families who are still have loved ones in there.
It's expected the Milwaukee County Audit Committee will review the findings of Creative Corrections. Neither co-chair of the panel responded to our request for comment. A spokesperson for Sheriff Ball says Ball looks forward to communicating openly with the board, but adds many of the practices discussed in the audit had already been changed or are in the process of changing. For example, newer hires at the jail are getting more suicide prevention training earlier in their tenure, and that a commanding officer is focusing on suicide watch occupants in a specialized housing unit. The spokesperson said he'd ask Ball or a chief deputy about speaking with us, but we did not hear back. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.